most things don't require exact human movements. They just need some of the human movement, right? So like if you're putting a light bulb, you just need your wrist action or your fingers, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what would need legs and arms and a head. Like the head really doesn't do anything, right? Like I don't think anything needs a head. Like what is the head
doing? Okay, so.
Hey there. Welcome to the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast, where you are encouraged to express your natural thoughts and views through casual, meaningful conversations that hopefully can lead to learning and understanding new perspectives. To find out more info, visit www.gfothoughts.com. Now, here are your hosts, Michael Wong and Robert Din. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another great episode of Gluten-Free Organic Thought Podcast. My name is Michael, and always with me, Robert.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. How's it going, Michael? How are you doing over there in Orlando?
Humid as hell. You know, as soon as I walk outside, I'm drenching sweat, you know?
Yeah, sure I was there for a couple for a couple of weeks. I totally don't miss that at all.
All right, so today's episode, it's actually very interesting. It's not our typical topics, but I feel like we should talk about this because just, you know, I've seen a couple articles about this. There's a lot of updates of robots and AI. I think what triggered this, I think it was Tesla is trying to do like a human-like robot. We're going to post a link down below, but so the question that of today, I guess the topic is, you know, I guess, do robots need to be human-like?
Yeah, that's going to be our question today. But before we get into that, Mike, what are you drinking?
I am sticking to my healthy drink. So my ginger honey tea. I can't see it, obviously. But
is that the cube things that you get?
Yeah, the cube thing with the honey crystallized tea with the ginger chunks in it. You can see. I'm not sure you can see it.
Yeah, yeah, I see it. I see a little bit.
It's not too bad. But it's pretty good. I'm pretty addicted to it. I mean, it's one of those healthy things. So I'm trying to, you know, balance my body a little bit.
Is all the honey in there, is that a lot of sugar for like your diet? I don't know.
Not necessarily, because I figure it's actually, I'll say probably like almost like a tablespoon. That's about it. Mm-hmm. So it's not too bad. There's more ginger chunk than honey in it, for sure.
Oh, so it's only crystallized in honey, but not like a lot. It's not like sweet.
No, it's sweet. It's enough to taste that. It's like a mildly, think about it like a mildly sweet tea with a lot of ginger taste in it.
Mm. So, yeah. Okay. Today I am I'm drinking some. I'm also going healthy, going Hibiki.
Oh, nice. Whiskey. Single malt.
Yep. Japanese whiskey.
Yeah, it's a classic too.
Yeah, very good.
On the rock.
Mm-hmm. With my square ice cube.
That ice cube is not see through. That means you did not use what's it called, this is the type of water you got to use to get that nice see through ice cube. What's the name for that water? I forgot what.
What does it need to be? I don't even know.
I think it like purifies the water as it melts to the whiskey, so it doesn't.
Oh, is it what is the type of water that you need?
You know what I'm talking about, right? Like I forgot. Anyway, long story short, you're supposed to have those kind of ice cubes instead of the just crappy water ice cube.
Oh yeah, is it distilled? Oh, distilled water.
Yeah, I think so. I think actually it is distilled water and ice cubes. That's what it is.
I have a distiller like that I bought because I need distilled water for my CPAP machine. I bought it just to do distilled water because I was buying like gallons of distilled water from Amazon. Yeah. But I bought this machine, which I calculated out after I bought the machine, and it will pay itself off in 20 years, something like that.
So, now you can make ice cubes.
Ice cubes, and that'll add to how much it worked out
nicely. You know what I'm talking about, right? Because you've seen those, the perfect crystal clear ice cube for the whiskey.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if I want to do all that. It seems like a lot of work.
I mean, your machine does it for you. You just got to freeze it.
I guess so, but the machine takes hours to do.
No, is it?
Yeah. Like to do like a big gallon or something, it takes like 2 or 3 hours.
Maybe you should get a robot to just watch it out for you. Just look out.
Oh, is that what? Is that what these robots are gonna do? All right.
All right. So let's dive into the topic. All right. So do robots need to be human-like? And I guess the first question we try to answer is it a necessity, Robert?
Yeah, so first off, we'll go with some background, right? We're yep. like, all right, so last week or a couple weeks hey, ago,
last week.
Whenever.
No, it is last week.
I don't know when this is going to get released. So
that's true, yeah.
Recently in the past, Tesla has announced that they are going to be, they're going to have a humanoid robot prototype next year.
Yep.
That's what they said. They're going to release it next year, which we can go into a whole thing of whether this is happening next year or not, because Tesla has never hit a goal ever. So I don't
think
next year is, it's very lofty goal, but yeah, so they're going to, I'll show a screenshot of this Tesla robot. It looks like a human. It really does with a black head and a white body. Yeah, it says 5'8", 125 pounds. It's gonna be it looks human like. And this brought up a lot of questions all around. Like they said they're gonna be using AI to be able to do some of the boring work
tasks yeah.
that humans do.
It's supposed to deadlift 150 pounds apparently according to this and carry 45 pounds, you know, 5'8" height, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's so it can deadlift 150 pounds but it can only carry 45 pounds?
Yes.
It needs to go work out. Like that's this robot needs to work out for real.
Right. But I mean but I feel like for him, I'm not sure what his purpose is though, because
you're talking about Elon Musk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like he wants to make human life easier, that's for sure. But do you think he has a bigger purpose with that though?
I mean, he's for sure trying to be iRobot and take over the world. That's
you think so?
That's really
I feel like he is trying to use this in the future scenario where it will free up more time for human being to be more creative, perhaps.
Yeah, but I don't even see how, like, what kind of task is this thing gonna do that will save people time?
Think about manufacturing, right?
Yeah, like, but those jobs, like, okay, and this goes into our question, like, those jobs don't really need a human bot to do it.
That's true.
You could just have it on a machine, and the machine could just do all the things with little.
So I guess the question is it a necessity, right? Is it more so that way human being could be comfortable with robot next to us eventually, right? Or is it more like to try to mimic our functionality so it can do complex stuff like a human being?
Yeah, but what complex stuff will it be eventually doing?
I mean, to be honest, I mean, let's talk about the level of comfort first, right? If it's more of human being like, I think an average person would may feel comfortable and may look better and may, you know, and may make some moves like yours versus like a box robot, right? This looks scary and, you know, weird.
I don't know how scary it will be if they're just, because I think the scary part about it is if they do look human and then they start doing things that human people don't normally do, like just stand there and watch you, right? Like that'd be more creepy than like a box. Like there's robots already. There's robots making coffee.
Correct. San Francisco, there's robots who's vacuuming for you too. You know.
Yeah, we have robot vacuums all over the place. Those don't scare anybody.
That's true.
It's the ones that look human and that could, like, I don't know. When you see a robot, you thinking like maybe this looks like us. Maybe it could have evil thoughts like humans do.
I guess. So, I mean, think about this, right? You can have a robot who can just carry a grocery with you, or he can help you just follow you to just to protect you. You never know. So imagine this also. Eventually, you may use this at war, right?
That's true. Yeah. But you could also use a box robot at war.
That's true.
It might be easier to shoot stuff with, like, out of this box.
So let me ask you this. Do you think Elon will follow the robotic rules?
The Asimov rules.
Yeah.
What are the three rules? There's three rules, right?
There's three rules. Okay, so rule number one, a robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow a human being to become to harm.
Okay, so don't hurt any people. Okay.
And not allow any human being to become to any harm.
Okay? Yeah, and then protect people. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
The second one is a robot must obey orders given it by any human being except with such order that conflicts rule number one, okay?
Okay.
And the third rule is a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with first and second rule.
Okay. So it must protect humans or not harm humans. It's number one. It has to obey all the orders that any human says. Unless it conflicts with the previous rule. And then the third one is protect itself unless it conflicts with the other rules.
Yep.
I mean, those make sense as rules.
Yep.
It's something though, like if I have a robot, I don't want anybody to be able to tell it to do something. some other person told my robot to run to China and then come back, and so now he's listening to that forever, and like I'm waiting for my robot to come back, right? Something like that,
I guess. Well, I think your masters, I don't think this is anybody. So yeah. But think about it, right? You can have a robot just driving you around for your vehicles to have chauffeurs, opening doors up for you, maybe pushing a stroller next to you as you walk, or help you walk your dog, or little things like that. Like just try to fit into the day-to-day human beings,
I think it would be more interesting. I guess maybe that's
yeah.
That's a think about this. Case.
Okay. I would love to have a robot who can be in the basketball court and pass the ball to me to jump to practice my jump shot.
Like in the game or like practice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good use case for it.
Imagine Tom Brady had a robot wide receiver all the time. He could practice his own.
That's true. Yeah. So it can mimic what his receiver's doing.
Yeah.
And then have his the AI. I think that's a good use case for sports practices. Well, the AI would be know exactly how this person would do his routes and like how he's thinking about where he's going, and then they could simulate full on practices, and be very specific on what they're trying to practice. I think that is a good idea.
So NFL, NBA, you listen to this, I can help you out.
Wait, you specifically?
I'm just kidding.
Have this? Man, Mike, I did not even know. You should be working for Tesla instead.
Right. I'm just kidding. But you seem saying that, like, my next question I wanted to ask, right? Is it a necessity or a want? I feel like it's more like a want than a necessity.
I think it is a want, because especially like having a human like robot is a want. I think having robot, we already have AI everywhere, and we have robots all over the place.
Well, already. AI, let's be honest, AI.
I don't, like, some of the stuff is very, very good already.
Let's not talk about TikTok right now, but on the side.
No, like, I can talk to my Google Assistant.
Yeah.
Like it's a person. Like, it talks back. You'll ask them something, oh, hey, can you turn on the light? And then they'll turn on the light, and then you'll be like, thank you. And then they'll reply back. You're like, you're welcome, anytime. Like, oh, really? It actually has conversations, right? Like,
that's
so
pretty cool.
They're getting very, getting very good with it. And they understand complex sentences even. Like, you can talk about somebody or ask them, like, oh, hey, who is Barack Obama? And then it'll answer you who he is. And then you say, how old is he? And they'll know who he is in that sentence, right?
Oh, like, because it references back. Because
it references back. And like, so it like, it's basically understanding the way we talk, right? So that AI is getting pretty complex already. It's just like the robot, the human robot part of it seems like, I don't know. It seems like a complexity that might not be necessary.
I can see using AI to start searching for censorship stuff, and then capture videos, things like that, and to try to gather the data, which videos are doing what. Like, you see using AI doing that a lot to help the human, just because human being doesn't have time to go through 1,000 videos,
They're already doing that on YouTube. Like, YouTube already has all of that. And Google's doing a lot of that with search and stuff. Like, a lot of the search stuff that we do, how do they know which one of these links is like the most efficient?
It's scary.
They know all of that already. Like, they have all the mappings done, and then they have the AIs that are playing chess and Go and like all these games against humans and beating humans at these games.
So I'm not sure you saw the video of this robot, human-like robot, who was going to obstacle course, right? So this robot was going to go through this optical course, and it's crazy. Let me tell you, it's almost like a human. It's literally a human being, you know, who does a monkey bar, who jumps, box jumps, and things like that.
Is this the Boston Dynamics thing?
Yeah, correct. I guess the question: why do we need that? Unless you're trying to build Super Soldier.
Honestly, I've seen a lot of the Boston Dynamics stuff, and it all seems to just be
basic for you. Too basic.
For fun. No, it all seems to be for fun, and some of those aren't even like real. But like, they have videos that make them look like they're real.
That's true.
But then they have like the dog, which the dog is pretty cool that they have. Have you seen the robot dog that they have for Boston Dynamics?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's pretty smart. Nice.
Yeah, it's super smart. You can like kick it over and it'll get back up and it'll do all kinds of stuff. This is
not advice to kick dogs, people, so you know.
Robot dogs. you could definitely kick robot dogs.
but again, you know, going back to the conversation, right? Do robot needs to be human like though? I mean, it sounds like for you, you're kind of against it in a way.
I'm kind of like y'all are doing too much, right? Like
we're too complex stuff.
It's yeah. I feel like. You could get a better product or get something out there sooner if you didn't do the whole human part of it.
Oh, right? You mean like mass produced style?
We could all have our own robots if we didn't have to have them look like humans. So I feel like it's just causing more stress. And then like, here's the thing, right? Like we can make all these robots and eventually build out human-like robots if we really see the need for it.
Yep.
But right now, like, we don't even have regular robots that are walking, are like going around, rolling around, or however they're going to be going around. Like, we don't have that yet because we're working on human-like ones.
That's true. Like, yeah. I also feel like we're robots right now. I'm glad that this robot situation industry is taking us slowly. I'm more worried about the trash. I'm more worried about the whole situation in terms of just creating more waste. Because now we're doing complex stuff with metals, complex stuff extraction. We're extracting more from minerals. We're extracting other different things. So it's something that looking, you know, environment wise, right? So.
But we can build robots that will, pick up trash and do and save the environment, right?
Yeah, maybe we help put out fires, right? Yeah.
Yeah, what's that Wall-E, right? We have Wall-E. We actually should have Wall-Es running around picking up trash.
That's a high priority, right?
Like that should be the number one. That should be like the easiest way to have a robot just rolling around picking up trash wherever it sees. Seems like an easy thing to do.
But you know, people think that they might just kidnap it and just know they take a loss because the company doesn't know how to build a robot right now.
But they have like trackers and stuff on all that stuff. That's like, true. They should be able to like find it again.
Yeah. Right? Or you get shocked for touching it.
Oh, that would be something too. Yeah. Like they could have a little electric shock if you touch it. The thing is, like, if kids touch it, that would be a problem, right?
That's fine. Is that warning? They know better now.
I don't know. Like hurting little kids that don't know better.
Well, the robot would give a warning. Stay back, stay back, stay back. Three warnings, is it?
Do you think kids are going to listen to Stay Back by a robot? Like
they'll learn the hard way.
I don't know. I think
I'm talking about like almost like a small static shock. I'm not talking about like a big shock, static shock.
I don't think people feel like that's humane for that's like humane. Little kids.
For sure that's humane. You get static electricity all day long. That's humane. That's normal.
Okay, so if you had a kid, right, and they suck their thumb all the time, right?
Yeah.
So you put on something on their thumb where every time they put it in their mouth, it shocks them a little bit.
Yep.
You'd be okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Wow. No, I don't think.
And the reason why is because it changes habits.
I don't think people are okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't think. I think you're in the minority there.
I am for sure in the minority. I'm all about positive reinforcement. I'm all about positive reinforcement until.
But that's negative.
No, I'm saying that. Until they don't listen. And then.
Oh, okay.
That's it. You know?
Okay, then you need negative reinforcement.
Yes. Yeah. Listen, that's probably the Asian in me, though. Still, so.
I mean, I guess that's probably true. Also, we have no kids, right?
We have no kids, though. We have no kids.
So, like, watching a kid get zapped, I don't think you have that emotional attachment that a parent would have.
No, I'll probably laugh, to be honest, but...
See, that's might be the difference. If it's your kid and you just, like, you just had this little kid and then people are zapping it because they don't like how it's acting, it might have a different perspective at that point.
No, I'm not saying like a zap, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's almost like, you know, how you have a static electricity, you touch the door, you're like, oh, you know what I mean? That kind of tickles.
Yeah, but that's not going to... Okay. All right, so we were talking about this with the robots outside. Yeah. If you have that little of a static shock, no one's going to stop. That's not going to stop anybody from stealing it.
But
it only stops the little kids from, like, touching it, or, like, people from touching it. But if they want to steal it, they're going to steal that thing.
Well, then you gradually increase that static electricity.
Okay, I see where you're going now. I see where
anyway,
you're going.
But we've got side. We're going sidetracked. By the way, we're trying to protect the robot, okay, right now. But again, so one of the things I guess I wanted to discuss in this topic, right? So I guess the question is the pros and cons of having robot humans. Let's talk about that, right? So pros, I think that, well, I think one of the pros is that it will perform almost like human-like tasks. That some tasks are complex; they may require fingers, right? For example, carrying stuff, perhaps, or maybe perhaps, you know, or let me see, it's another one. Actually, just doing an adjustment, putting up a light bulb, you know, or changing the trash can, or, you know, taking your trash can outside to, you know, dragging the trash can outside, things like that, perhaps. Or
I haven't seen, like, none of the examples you've given so far really tell you that it should be a human like. That means it should have hands or like fingers or phalanges or something.
But that's still human like though, fingers and hands.
Not really, right? Like, you know those things that you could like extend your like reach and grab stuff with,
where like a claw?
Has a claw,
like a claw
at the end. You could have that too. Like that isn't really human like, but it's
tough. You need three fingers at least. I think like a
You can have it multiple fingers, right? Like it's all the same. You can have it four fingers where it goes all around it. But like, I'm just saying, like, should it be walking? Should it be there walking around? Does it need to have like a face or like a head?
That's a good question. I mean, like, what's a pro and con about that? You think having a face and a head?
I have no idea. I'm against the human robot.
So tell me the con about it then, if you're against it.
The cons is that it takes too much time to do.
Manufacturing, okay.
Yeah, and like I feel like there's no real need for it other than like what we talked about in sports.
What if one day...
Interacting with like copying exact human movements maybe that you need. But most things don't require exact human movements. They just need some of the human movement, right? So, like, if you're putting in a light bulb, you just need your wrist action or your fingers, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, to have something with your whole body, that this might need to be, I don't know. I don't know what would need legs and arms and a head. Like, the head really doesn't do anything, right? Like, I don't think anything needs a head. Like, what does the head do?
Okay, so hear about this. What if one day we can upload our mind into a robot head and then you can talk to somebody? Like,
I mean, I think that's probably where they're trying to get to, right? It's like,
right?
Upload.
Think about it. Elon Musk is working in Neuralink for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe that's also why he's going to outer space, because he's like, I'm gonna send my robot, my robot health. Self over to another planet
to see if I can make myself better.
And then at that point, maybe. Oh, this might be like big braining the whole thing, where he's like, we don't actually need to leave. Here we just need to send our robot selves over there, and then we don't have to worry about air. We don't have to worry about
correct, and we can control from Earth.
And we don't have to worry about food and stuff. We just need to go there and find out what they're doing there, and like bring stuff back if we need it.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Maybe he's big braining me all around. Like, I don't know.
I mean, to think about it, like if we want to, I mean, like you said, I think that's a good pro, because if you think about it. if we send human beings, you know, go to Mars, we don't know how it is like, right? But if we send human robot like to go to Mars to be able to grow stuff, be able to build stuff for us ahead of time, you know what I mean? If you think about that, like, it's, and then it can breathe like a human, and you can analyze all the oxygen as the atmosphere changes or the greenhouse change, whatever it is, like it can try to simulate human like and to see how, collect more data and more data, and then eventually you send human there.
Mm-mm. No, if they ever, like, the simulation stuff and like all that, like data input, like they can get that without having like a face on the human, on the robot.
Well, it's in general, like it's just to see how perhaps, you know, human could survive there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they could do all of that without having a robot, human-like robot, right? The human-like aspect is like, oh, if our bodies aren't working anymore, we can actually like put ourselves in there and go and do whatever.
Yeah,
that would make more sense than, oh, we want an AI robot to be like us, because I don't see the point of having like these arms and this head and these ears and like why all have all that stuff, right? Having just like a having like a shorter head would probably even be better, because like or no head at all, because it's another thing that doesn't get hit off the robot, right? It doesn't get hit. So, and then like I don't know, having arms that could come out of the body, like if it was just a big box and it came out of the body, like it's less things that can get cut off, right? So I don't know, it feels like a lot of work for something that's maybe not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, what is that Netflix special we what's it called, original, there's a, I guess, season premiere, whatever it is, and stuff. It's like, actually it's like a TV series, like where they upload the minds and stuff.
Oh, it's Upload. It's called Upload on it's not Amazon called, is it? Prime. It's on Amazon Prime.
It's called. No, it's not Amazon Prime. It's on Netflix. I don't know why I can't think about it on top of my head. But anyway, so it kind of talks about like human being in the future, where you can just upload to a chip and then you can back your mind to a hard drive, and then you can upload to another human being's, you know.
Oh, body.
Body. Yeah.
Oh, altered carbon.
That's what it was. Yeah. So I mean, eventually you think about it, right? You can you start that doing that with robots, and then eventually you start, you know, cloning your body eventually, and then you can upload back to your body.
I don't know. I feel like that's not even worth it. Like if I was going into a machine, I'd rather go into a robot than go into another human, like another body like this. I'd rather be metal.
I don't know. You can't reproduce at that point. You go metal.
I don't really care. Like, I don't know. I don't care about that. Like,
you go metal. If you go metal, you lose feelings. So the question is now:
you don't have to lose feelings. If they can make an AI, right? They can simulate feelings and stuff, like your touch and stuff.
I guess at that point is how far human like is too far human like, and what's the limit for that? What do you think? Is there a limit functionality of that? There's something that we should not touch to simulate, like functionality of human like?
To simulate? I don't know. Like, that's not, I don't know. I haven't thought about that or have any ideas. Do you have an idea of where it should stop simulation?
Well, I'll say probably, like, obviously, you don't want it to have a human robot like to go kill another human, right?
Yeah, but so, we already talked about the laws, the right? rules that they need to put in. Other so than those rules,
so that means that now that means those robots cannot fight war,
mm-hmm.
unless alien invades us.
Okay, yeah, it's alien invasion, or they'll just start fighting wars with robots.
Oh, so humans against each other, but using robots.
So yeah, so like there would be no more humans killing each other. It'd be humans. Human robots killing the other human robots.
What's the fun in that?
Why is war fun to you? That's not supposed to be fun.
I'm not saying war is fun. What's the point of that, though? I mean, what is the point of that?
The point is to show that you have a stronger military. And then there, you also have a human military that is behind it. So like, like the robots wouldn't be able to kill, but they would be able to protect, right? And then to get through the defense, you would need robots to kill the other robots to like open up a path so that the humans could come in.
At that point, you just come to human destroying each other. At that point, it's too much. Too
complex. That's what we do now. We already do that.
I know, it's too complex.
We already do that.
That's true, though. I mean, I guess another off-limit functionality, obviously, reproduction, right? So reproduction is one of the off-limit functionality. So,
but at that point, do you even need to reproduce if you can have all these robots?
Yeah, you want to pass on your genes. Your genes evolve, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of an ancient ideology, though, to go pass on your genes.
Yeah, but that's just human nature in general to reproduce. It's just in our human nature to do that. It's like every single cell, they want to reproduce. That's all it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. But like, is it necessary? Like, if we have all these robots,
yes, if we want the human species to survive and not a population to go down, yes, it's definitely a necessity for sure to reproduce.
Yeah, but how is a robot going to reproduce?
Well, you don't want it. That's what I'm saying. You don't want it to be. Like that's my limited functionality. I don't want the robot to reproduce.
But like, what would the genes be of the other?
So let's say, for example, you insert a human being, a sperm, an egg, and the robot carry it.
Oh, why is that bad?
Just because at the end of the day, I feel like that's almost cloning. If you think about it to a certain degree.
But we already do that where we put it into another human, right? We can get a surrogate to like carry someone else's baby.
Yeah.
So maybe this saves the pain of that surrogate and putting it into a robot might be.
That's just too close. Yeah.
It's too close for you.
It's just.
I feel like I feel like it's the same. Like it's not really.
Now knowing that you're eliminating another job now.
Eliminating another job, the surrogate job market.
Hey, that's what the
robots are for. That's what Elon was saying he's looking for, is like to take over these insignificant jobs, like carrying babies.
But you see what I'm saying, I mean I feel like the pros about having a human robot is that eventually builds trust within the family, within a human being, be comfortable around it, because a lot of people are anti-technology in general. So
maybe
that can help.
Maybe I'm that guy. Maybe I'm that. Oh, get off my lawn! I don't want human robots, type of guy. But like, for me,
well, you're right. But could the does it need to be? No, because it would be less complex if we didn't have it to be, right? So, which is kind of nice, because now you can have just focus on robots of specific functionalities only.
Yeah, and I feel like it would be just be simpler. They'd be simpler to make. And then once we get to the point where robots are everywhere, we can start making them human-like if we need to. That's really my ideas on it.
I would love to have a human robot who just passes me the basketball, you know, and you calculate the shots. No, Michael, just aim higher.
That'd be nice.
You know what I mean?
They already have those nets that you can set up so that it'll shoot back to you.
But it's just so annoying, like, because what if I want to run to one side? That net doesn't track you where you're running to, you know?
Well, you can tell it where it's. You could point it in that direction.
I guess it's not the same.
Imagine you can also like tell it where, like,
imagine if you have a human robot. Hey, bounce pass, please. Does it bounce pass to you? Or imagine you have a robot. Tell the robot, hey, just do a hard pass to me, your chest pass.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'll play defense on me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Like, I feel like those sports type of things are what would be, they would be the best for, right? Where you would actually need a human-like person to do it. But there's also, like, maybe we want someone with, a bigger hands or bigger or longer arms or something, right? So that we're like, when we're doing something, like basketball or like it might be more difficult, so we can have it extend its arm length and stuff, and that would be, and then we're going against a 7-foot guy instead of a 5-foot guy, and he can like adjust his height and stuff. So I think that would be really
cool. Imagine you try to pump fake a robot. We'll fall for it. We'll pump fake a robot. See?
Then we get to the point where our AI is so good that we can't beat the robot anymore. Is it even fun anymore? See, is it fun now, to play against a robot you can't beat?
Imagine Steph Curry against a robot.
Nah. I think it'll get to the point where we're like, oh, now we're watching basketball by robots. Like, we're not even, like, NBA is full of robots. No more.
But I mean, think about players. It, though. For an entertainment purpose, this could be there too, also as well. You know what I mean? Entertainment wise. So imagine you have a robot wrestling each other. Or imagine, I don't know. It's just in general, I feel like there is a industry there. I'm sure if people want it, there's going to be a huge market for that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, it's just the things that are like everyday things that it looks like Tesla's trying to fix. Like those things, I don't see a human robot being needed. Someone to like carry your groceries, it would be better to have a basket that rolls next to you, right? It carries everything better than like having arms to carry stuff on. Like that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I guess. I see what you're saying though. Yeah. I think you know, it's a companionship, right? Robot can become your friend.
Oh, like the movie Her?
Yeah, Her.
Where like the AI is actually like, you like fall in love with your AI.
I mean, this is happening already in Japan already. Think about it.
I mean, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I guess that's true.
See, the question is though, will you fall in love with an AI, Robert?
Depends how good the AI is. I feel like the AIs probably know us better than we do, so probably be easier for them to make us fall in love with them.
I'm telling you, like, even the AI in TikTok is scary as hell. I'm like, holy crap! How do you know I was thinking about that kind of stuff? Yeah. And they started showing me those videos. I'm like, damn it, you know, it was scary.
The AI is good. They know us better than ourselves. So I feel like if it was a her like situation where Scarlett Johansson is talking to me, I'd be like, all right. I mean, I guess this works. Like, it probably knows me better than I know myself. That's right. It's great.
But to wrap this episode up, right? I do want to kind of ask this one question in terms of like, just human robot. Like, so when do you think we will see human robots? You think?
Apparently, it's going to be next year.
Right? According to Elon?
According to Elon.
No, but let's be honest. Honestly, Elon aside, let's be honest. What do you think?
I don't think it's going to be anywhere. Like, even if it comes out next, right, like next year, or even years? 2 years or 3 years, within the next 5 years, I don't see a human robot actually being any useful.
Oh, 5 years for you? Oh, wow.
I don't think it's going to be useful. Maybe 10 years, though. Like,
I say probably 10 to 15 years.
We'll I think 10 years, we could probably find a use for robots all the time and like have a robot that's around us all the time. But in 5 years, I don't see it. I don't, maybe 10 years even aggressive, but like 5 years, I don't see it anywhere near that.
Right. So now, will you want one? Let me ask you this.
Yeah. I'd want a robot.
So, okay, so you're against it, but you will want one. Oh, that's different.
No, no, no.
That's
interesting. I'd want a robot with me at all times.
No, 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 but I'm talking about human-like robot.
No, human-like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I would rather have, like, a box robot that hangs out with me all the time and, like, does all the things that I need it to do, like, carry stuff or, like, maybe opening doors and stuff might be some small thing, but, like, being able to, like, have something with me that I'm not, like, say we have our iPhones around our phones all around all the time. Our robot could be that, and he just walks with us everywhere we go. Like, I feel like I'm down for that.
But if you had a choice to have a human-like robot, would you want one with you all the time?
Over no robot?
Over no robot at all.
I would want it.
Okay. So you would want it no matter what, though. That's what it sounds like. Even if he is human-like.
Yeah, I'm not against the human-like. I'm just saying,
is it necessary?
It's unnecessary to have all those limbs and stuff. Like, my phone is also a robot right now.
Yeah, imagine like your human robot can take photos for you. So you now you're holding a selfie stick.
Exactly, and then it has like a screen in the front. It could be like those refrigerators. You know how you can like pull it open, and then there's like a little fridge, and then you push a button and pull it, and then there's more space inside. It could be one of those and just be like a big refrigerator that comes around with me everywhere.
Oh, imagine though, if you have a human robot, you go like just hiking, right? And the head takes out this like drone to take pictures for you.
Yeah. I'm totally down for like having technology with us at all times. But I don't know. I don't know if I need all of that human likeness.
I don't know if I would want a human robot with me all the time for me. I maybe only a basic stuff.
You should get rid of your phone then.
But all I do is call and text people on my phone.
You do way more than that. Do you go on the internet at all? Do you do any type of financial stuff on there?
Like check stuff, check my apps.
Checking apps, or anything like that. Like
check apps, yeah.
And all that stuff. Yeah.
Check apps.
This would be the same thing, except you just like talk to it, or like you have, there's like, it's bigger, so that you can have stuff.
I guess.
To, like, hold stuff.
Yeah. I'll be like, you know, human AI, you know, what's the, you know, what is the coin status, you know, mark for this?
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, what is my crypto account now? Right? Like, okay.
I guess. But at that point, you already have Alexa doing that for you, probably. So.
That's what I'm saying. We have AI with us. It's just if we want a physical thing with
it. I would want a robot to play with my kids. Hey, instead of me, just go play with my kids. Like, robot, go play with my kids.
See, this is also like a you don't have kids yet type of thing.
But it's human-like though, you know what I mean? So it would be friendly, the human-like, see?
No, like, it would be the same as your kid playing video games.
Is it just real life though? They would be sitting there though, playing video games. Think about it. They would actually physically play with the robot.
Yeah, they have those like the Wii controllers where you can like shoot stuff and like all that.
No. I'm talking about like it takes the kid to go to sliding, to go to slide. It takes the kid to do monkey bar, things like that. Or it takes the kid to do stuff like little physical activity outside.
I think once you have a kid, you're gonna want to do that stuff with your kid.
Yeah, once in a while, for sure.
I feel like you'll think differently once you have a kid, right?
Once in a while, you know.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Also, you get older and you're gonna feel like, oh, time is so small.
You're tired. Well, I'm also tired. You know, when you get older, you're tired.
No, but you're also gonna be like, time is so small. I have only a limited amount of time with my kid, and it keeps growing so fast. You're gonna want more time with it, right?
That's true. So but at that point, I tell my world to step aside, obviously, but still.
I don't think you're gonna use it in that case so often. That's all I'm saying.
I know. I agree. That's on the part. Like for example, hey robot, go decorate my Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's something that you could all definitely do. Like I'd be like, yeah, you're at your Christmas tree. Go to the store and get me, like whatever. Right?
Get me milk. Get me milk.
Get me whatever. Like, yeah. That'll be our own Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Our own personal Amazon. I think that's what Amazon needs is Amazon. Robot bots. Now.
Amazon bots, yeah.
Amazon bot.
Or
right
Aaron,
now.
What's called Aaron bots, you know, go run my errands, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, or go fetch me my coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah. Or go stand in line, right?
Oh, like, yeah. Dude, that would be a huge market. Robot standing in line?
Yeah. No, you have your own robots. You'd be like, oh, go stand in line right there.
Yeah.
When you get to the front, tell them Robert is, and then I'll get there when they call the name, right? Like, it's, stuff like that, where it's
so you would so at the end of the day, you would want one though, if for human like robot, if you like, you know, if there was available for you.
Yeah, I'm just not sure it's necessary.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm also like always wanting to be first in line for all this tech stuff. So like, I'm also like an early adopter type of person.
Yeah, I'm not. Even though I love the technology so much, I would probably wait at least one or two generations.
No, like for robots, I definitely wait a few generations, but like I wouldn't be against having it.
That's true. All right. So to conclude this episode, we are going to jump into our extra funny energy session. So my thing, it's not really funny, but it's interesting though. It's pretty cool though. But I'm wondering if it works. So, I'm going to send this over.
It works.
Yes. So if for those people who are watching us on YouTube, it's pretty, you know, obviously you can see the image, but for those who aren't, it titles Classic Car, Only Three Owners, Fred Frinston, Elizabeth II, and myself. It's really the Fred Frinston car made out of wood And I think it's literally, it's like a legit Flintstone car.
It's this is a real life Flintstone car.
Size, real life size.
Real life size. This is crazy. Oh, I'm not even sharing the screen. Here you go. Yeah. So this is a real life, like full size Flintstone car. It's crazy.
Yeah. Only three owners. That's funny. And then the comment says, what is the horsepower? And the guy says, 4 foot power. It's just so funny. Like, how does this? And then one of the comments says, how does this stare?
Why does it say Elizabeth II? I don't get that joke.
Probably Queen Elizabeth II? I don't know.
Yeah, but she has one of these?
Who knows?
Or is it because really she's so old that this is
she's hers. Probably.
This is us killing the joke because this is me killing the joke because I don't understand.
Yeah, it's crazy. Some people says, "Oh, you should take it to Carnava, Carvana." It's pretty funny. I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool to show that. So
that's interesting. Yeah, that's funny.
I wonder how long it took them to build that, to be honest.
So. Oh yeah, this has got to take a while.
Yeah.
How much did it cost to buy this thing?
I don't know. I didn't see the price tag on that.
That's got to be a lot.
It probably at least 5K.
Yeah. It's got to be. 10. It's got to be 10K. a lot because that's full size.
Yeah. At that point, you just get a used car. A real used car. We AC in it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. So I have this. So for me, I have this video. I thought it was hilarious when I saw it. It is a picture. It is a video of a lady showing her dog how to do a trick.
Yeah.
So if you're just watching or if you're not if you're just listening, it's a dog and they have like a little jumping
rag,
jumping apparatus. So you're like normally the dog would jump over this thing, but instead the dog just walks right through it, and
the dog didn't give a crap at all. The dog, like,
and then he got to his owner and just sat down like he was sitting, waiting for his treat.
Yeah. He literally just walked right through it, didn't even care.
Oh yeah, my God. And then the post says the dog has done its best.
Yeah. Or did one of the comments says that the dog just scored a touchdown. Oh man. I don't know. I mean, how would you train a dog to just jump over that?
I feel like most dogs just automatically jump over it.
Oh, like intuitive wise?
Intuitively, they see something and they wouldn't want to like run through it.
You think this is a lazy dog or smart dog?
I don't know. Could be either. But
I know, right? All right, we're gonna end this episode with our typical rant Wednesday session. What do you have for us, Robert, today?
My rant today is I am getting gray hairs in my beard and
in your beard. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you're not even 40 yet. You're getting gray hair in your beard.
I know. I feel old. Like I'm looking in the mirror. It's like some of these hairs are turning. They're not dark anymore. They're not black. They're like turning.
Is it stress related?
They're like turning reddish, which is like the first sign that it's going to turn white completely. Yeah. It's losing color. And that's.
But let me tell you, is it stress related though?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what's stress related. I have white hairs in my hair for a long time.
Do you consider dyeing it?
No, it's too much work. I don't like the only reason I have this beard is because I'm too lazy to shave. So it's not because I'm like fashionable or like trying to be like all these hipsters out here, but like it's really because I'm too lazy to shave. So dyeing it would mean that I would have to do more work. So
I have gray hairs, a lot of gray hairs. So I just want to keep my hair short. And I think definitely stress related for me though. So
how do you know if it's stress related or not?
Just because I'm in my 20s, I didn't have that much stress. And so I didn't have gray hair. I think I hit at the 31. That's where I'm like, oh shit, I have a lot of gray hair.
But like that could just be you're getting old.
Yeah, but none of my family has gray hair. My dad didn't get gray hair until he was like late 50s. It's not a genetic thing. My mom doesn't have gray hair. And she's like still like she's in 65 now.
I don't know. Is it genetic or is it just like
it's a lot of it has to do with stress, to be honest. Believe it or not. Like you may not feel it, you may not know it.
I mean it could be stress. I mean that's, I mean, I started getting gray hair when I was in my 20s too. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's all like self-inflicted stress.
I have really. A friend who's 27 now, 28, is a full gray hair already.
Yeah. One of the guys on Wong Fu Productions, he's on YouTube. Yeah. And he was like 22 years old. And had a full gray hair, but he dyed it. So like nobody knew until he quit Wong Fu Productions. He's like, oh, I'm going off and doing something else. And he just like left his hair, stopped dyeing it.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what happened? He's like, no, I've had this since I was in my early 20s. I just dyed it and nobody knew. And I was like, man, I didn't even know people got gray hair that young. Like, and full gray hair, like not just like a little.
Well, that's probably genetic at that point, right?
Maybe. I don't know. That's probably. Yeah.
So that's your rant, huh? Gray hair in your beard.
I know, I'm getting old. Or I'm too stressed. It's one of the two.
Do you have gray hair like in your body? In your body hair?
I have so little body hair that I don't know. Like it's I don't know. It would be so hard to even like tell if I have dark hair. But definitely in my hair I have gray's hair.
Well, I can't grow a beard, so therefore like this is like 3 months right here.
That's 3 months. Oh, I used to not be able to, and then I shaved every day for a long time, and then it grew.
How do you shave when you had nothing to shave?
I don't know. I was a kid. I was a kid, and I saw my dad shaving. I was like, I'm gonna shave too. So then I went and tried to shave.
So you opened up more pores so you could grow hair.
I guess so. Something happened, but it grows out. It grows That's out now. Now.
Yeah. My rant is okay. Orlando needs better quality for dim sum. Let's just say,
dim sum.
Okay.
Oh, that old dim sum place closed. That one dim sum place on Colonial.
Which one?
I don't know. It's been there for 20, 30 years now.
You know, there's a lot of dim sum places in Colonial, right? You're talking about Ming's? You're talking about Peter's Kitchen?
Maybe Ming's. I don't know. So one Ming's of them open. Closed. One of them closed. Like, I drove by it, and it was like, closed.
Like, where in Colonial? You remember?
Right before Vietnam.
You talking about Chuan Lu Garden? No, you're talking about something else.
I don't know. I'll look it up. Go ahead. Talk.
So, but anyway, so you know, I went to the best dim sum place in Orlando is always packed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to this quote unquote second or third best. It's just so far off from the first best. I feel like it needs this. Orlando needs. There's so much Asian people here now. I feel like it needs more competitors. But dim sum is such a art. The art style dish to make, like you had to have like, you know, dim sum masters, right, to make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so like otherwise it's just bad quality. And but the issue with that is that it takes so much effort and the variety is so huge, and it's just that they may not be the consistent enough demand for that, so therefore it's not worth it to do it. And this is why you don't see a lot of people doing it. And so
why don't you start one, man?
Because like you said, the demand may not be consistently there.
I feel like people, I don't know, like people's taste have changed over the years, right? It might not have been there, but like I know a lot of people that want to go to dim sum all the time.
All the time? I don't know about all the time. Maybe once a week, but not all the time though. It's like, for those who know what dim sum is, it's a Chinese brunch is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a little mini tapa style, you know, little dishes, different type of variety, and you have tea with it, and you have, you know, go with your friends, and you have your typical, you know, Chinese brunch after, you know, either going to church or whatever, you know. So, but either way, like, it's just very interesting how
Chance.
Oh, Chance closed. Yeah, they closed down. Correct. Yeah, Chance closed down. Yeah, I used to like the place a lot. Maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago. I think Chuan Long Garden right now is my second one. Now after Lamb's, I went to Lamb's Garden today. It moved from second to third now. And then
Peter's second Kitchen, to third best.
Yeah, quote unquote third best. It's like I said, the second third best really pretty far off from first best. You know.
What's the first best?
Peter's Kitchen. So.
Peter's Kitchen. I've never been there. All right. So yeah. You're saying that, but if there's that much people at Peter's Kitchen, right?
Wouldn't
literally
that mean, at 2:30 p.m. there's a line still.
Wouldn't that mean that there's demand?
Yeah, but also there's Peter's Kitchen's probably occupancy rate is only 50% right now. So,
but that's still.
But Saturday
that means nothing. Like that.
But I don't see that line. I only see lines Saturday and Sunday. That's it. I don't see that throughout the weekday. You see what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, but that's when Orlando restaurants are usually busy, right? On the weekends.
I guess.
I don't know people who go out during the week.
I mean, would you get dim sum during the weekday though? Is it worth it?
I don't even know people here who get dim sum during the week. None of my friends do. I know there's like Chinatown people who do, but there's cheap dim sum to go to for that.
Really?
But for like a restaurant style where it's like more expensive, or like where you're like driving around in carts, like you see, like have the carts.
Yeah, push carts. Yeah.
Then I don't see very many.
Feel like that's cheaper than just having a cart, to be honest with you, because you had volume already and you already have people there. So therefore, that would be
There's other dim sums where you just walk in and pick it up and leave. Like
that. Oh yeah. So you order ahead of time, right?
A la carte. No. Like it's all made, and then it's like bakery. It's like a bakery more than a dim sum, but it's dim sum really. It's all dim sum food.
Oh, okay.
So they have those, which I don't know. Maybe that's what you need.
I was just ranting that because, like, between this, I didn't want to wait on an hour, and then the second, third best, like so far from this first, like I'm like, I was so disappointed. I was like, damn it, you know.
Just get your robot to wait in line for you, man.
Exactly right. That's... or get a robot complex wise to make him some for us. See,
yeah, then you can start your restaurant and then it'll be super quick. Be so much food going out
that you have one robot at a time making different type of dim sums, you know.
you could have a robot at each table, like, but doing dim sum actually, table side.
This is actually not a good case if you think about have a robot who cooks for you, then you won't have to cook anymore, Robert.
Yeah, I'm down for that. That's what I was saying. I was like, I'd be personal okay chef. With like a With like chef, a man. With like a robot butler who does everything that I don't want to do.
Yeah, personal chef. Think about it, Robert. So
yeah.
Robert, what do you want to eat today? You say omelet. Make me a 3-egg omelet. You know.
Yeah.
Goes to the fridge, picks everything up. You know?
It can even go to the store and come back and with all the ingredients to cook.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be down for that.
Okay. Pitch it out. Elon might listen to you.
I don't know, but I don't think I need it to be a human for that. It could be a box. Just get me a box, robot guys. Just get me a box that can go anywhere.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in for this amazing episode. So let us know what you think about robots and does it need to be human-like? And if so, do you want a robot and how you would even use it for?
Yeah, so, what would be the uses? Do you think that the robot needs a head? That's the question.
That's another question
head,
to answer.
A head and limbs. Do you think it needs to be like a human? Or can it just be like a Roomba, like a big Roomba? You know, like, who knows?
All right, anyway, leave us a comment. Let us, you know, what you think. Please make sure to subscribe. Hit the smash like button below and follow us in Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, please.
And if you want to watch any of our other videos, you can go to our website, www.gfothoughts.com.
Yep. Until next time, take it easy.
Peace. All right. Peace, y'all.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast. If you are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this episode, and leave us a comment. And as always, you can find us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at GFOT Thoughts. Until next time, see you then.